Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 1-800-BOARD-UP. Charles Leach Insurance and Guardian Protection. This hour brought to you by People's Natural Gas. Look, we didn't think this would necessarily happen, but I'd be lying to you if at a meeting earlier this week the topic was not broached. What happens if Aaron Rodgers signs? While we're doing the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, 26 straight hours on the air, and our intrepid boss, the soon-to-be award-winning Craig Riley, who, if he's not number one in the Barrett Sports Media rankings of brand managers next year, it's going to be a major upset.
They would be getting it wrong.
Right. He said, you got to talk Aaron Rodgers if it happens. So we'll keep mixing in some of the great people that have volunteered their lives to fight fires, both here at Upper St. Clair and the local fire companies around town, and all the sponsors that have lined up to help, and also you, your generosity. Here are the ways you donate. You can stop by and see us at the Upper St. Clair Fire Department now, tonight, in the morning, overnight. We'll be here until 10:30 tomorrow morning. You can go online to 937thefan.com, and the first thing you'll see is the Donate Here link. Or you can text FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456. That is the Don's Appliance text line to donate. We'll check to see where we're at. We've already raised over 50 grand. We're more than halfway home. We've got more Paul Skeens autograph balls to give away. He joined our marathon earlier in the noon hour. We'll have some thoughts on what he said. At some point, we can't do that now because Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler, and now that Jets game in week one takes on all new meaning, now that Packers game that they put in prime time is, I think, going to be the most anticipated game of the year, provided Aaron Rodgers is able to give it a go in that game. The Steelers wanted that game here in Pittsburgh because Packers fans come in droves, and they knew that was going to be a hot ticket even without Aaron Rodgers, and now it makes even more sense that they didn't sell that game to Dublin and have that game get played in Europe when it should be played. All NFL games, in my opinion, should be played in the United States.
But I agree with you.
For another day. And the Steelers go from, look, and this is coming from a guy who doesn't like the move, doesn't think it's going to work, and doesn't think the Steelers are going to get anywhere with Aaron Rodgers, but they now become one of the most interesting and most talked about teams in the NFL. They were going to be a team that probably got nationally mocked and ridiculed for Mason Rudolph and Will Howard unless somehow one of those guys played out of their ass and showed that they could get the job done. Now we're back in that cycle like we were during the Ben days and during the Antonio Brown days, where every single day the Steelers are going to be a topic of conversation because of the polarizing nature of Aaron Rodgers. He's not giving up the McAfee show. So I know for a fact that when we had Ben Roethlisberger on our air, that was one of the provisions in his last contract. He couldn't do the show anymore. They got sick of it. So I can't wait to see what happens. The first time they suffer a loss where Aaron Rodgers doesn't play well and people start to blame him for things.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
How he's going to react on the McAfee show.
Was it actual provision in the deal? Like that was signed?
I don't know.
Part of the contract?
I might have taken it a little too far, but that was one of the things that they negotiated with him on. They did not want him to be on the air with Ron and I and Joe anymore.
Your relationship with Ron Cook is too tight where we don't want you going on there and saying anything against our organization.
Well, they knew the type of interview he did. He wanted to get his message out. Sometimes that meant he threw teammates under the bus or made Mike Tomlin look bad because Ben didn't give a crap. I love that about Ben. He had no filter in those interviews. So you, Austin, have been one of the drum leaders of the Aaron Rodgers movement, although in the last hour or so you've said conflicting things. You've kind of said it's going to be good. You've also said it might blow up in their face. Do you think he throws more than 25 touchdown passes for the Steelers this year?
That's a good number because I think it's right in that realm.
Thank you. I do this for a living, Austin. I'm a media professional that's been asking questions like this for 20 years of my
life. Maybe you should
go
down to Riversmore and be a sports book guy and be able to start making those lines because you did it really well there. I'm going to say over at 26, just barely. 26 touchdowns he will throw.
Will he have more than two wins against the Ravens and Bengals combined?
Can I push? He gets two wins?
So that the answer to that is no, then.
So no. No. Okay. Correct.
Will the Steelers be playing divisional round weekend with Aaron Rodgers?
You know the answer to that is no, because I don't think they're going to win a playoff game. I think they're going to be more competitive. Yes, we're really moving up the charts being more competitive.
That's why I don't get why you're so freaking tickled pink by this. Woo, let's wave a banner and let's strip naked and run around the volunteer fire department here because we're going to be more competitive this year. Oh, that's an exciting thing to say.
Wouldn't that be capital C content? No, I just feel like...
Would Tanuda tape that, you think, and post it?
Well, I don't know if he'd post it.
He could blur it like they did on TV when somebody would...
He would maybe use it to blackmail somebody, but... Because the reason why I really think that is just Mason Rudolph, I don't think I need any more information for Rudolph. That's just me personally. My mind is made up on Mason. Like nothing
you think
else
he sucks, and you keep saying to be polite, like, "Oh, but he won those three games for us." But then, right after you say that, you rip him. It's like saying, "Oh, no offense, but," and then you say something very cruel and mean about the person. You've done that about Mason Rudolph the entire time we've been on the air together.
I think I've been pretty clear about how I feel about Mason.
Yes,
you might.
Is it
disagree?
Political because you're anti-Trump?
Really? We're going to go the political route.
I don't know. I'm just trying
to... You want me to throw that back at you? Or are you anti-Aaron Rodgers because you're anti-Aaron and Joe Rogan and all
that,
the above?
That doesn't make sense, though, because how can I be pro-Mason Rudolph and anti-Aaron Rodgers when they basically align politically?
Well, it's do you align
then
with
sports,
Mason?
Austin. I don't know. I mean,
I'm sticking to sports, too, as I said very clearly by saying I could care less what he says about all the other crap that he goes on Rogan and saying I'm more curious about what he's going to do on the
football
field.
Just for the record, though, like if after they have a bad loss... If he's on McAfee and he's talking about, you know, his conspiracy theories on vaccines and stuff, you're not going to be bothered by that?
That is not going to matter as much to me as what he's doing on the field.
Because I will be bothered by that, but not because I have an opinion on vaccine. What are you doing right now, Callis? Good Lord. Not because I'm going to be upset about his vaccine stuff. It's just I'm going to be ticked off that they lose a game and that's where his head is. Josh Miller was on with Mulsey, who came out of mothballs to actually offer a very cogent thought on this, which was the guy is the most distracted player in the NFL at the sport's most important position. How does someone who's 41 years old, who is 1 foot in retirement and thinking about the personal stuff in his life and all the other crap he's got going on, like trying to run for vice president with Robert Kennedy, how does somebody like that now compartmentalize all of it and just become a great football player again? I don't see it. I don't think he's been spending time this entire offseason trying to make himself the best quarterback in the world. And I think Tom Brady did that in his 40s, and that's why he was successful.
Well, Tom Brady's
also... I
think
there's Aaron Rodgers' arrogance there that drives me nuts.
I know there
is. I'm arrogant? I'm actually not when you compare me to Aaron Rodgers.
If I may,
Crowley, please.
May I?
Shove his arrogance right back into him.
Who told you you could butt in here?
I did. I told him he could.
I asked...
And Craig.
I asked Craig, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get 2.5 hours of you tomorrow.
Shove the arrogance right back
in. We're going to have Doug Whaley, too, for an hour.
Oh, is he going to say that he's going to be pissed that Beanie Bishop has not been excommunicated and completely thrown out of the NFL by that point?
Oh, can we have that conversation?
We're not doing that conversation.
Now Callis! Callis joining in.
This is
Hello,
like the
Harry!
This is like the scene of Step Brothers when like we see that someone like John C. Reilly is actually behind Will Ferrell.
I think these might be all the Avengers that are coming to
what do you want
my
to say?
Behalf.
Who gives a rat's ass if Mason Rudolph outworks Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Who said anything about that? Where did that come from? You're making a straw man here that no one has argued that point so far.
Because I'm going to argue that point.
Against no one? Here's Crowley to the rescue to argue a argument that does not exist right now.
Because here's what you've done, Pony. You're talking about Aaron Rodgers as the most distracted quarterback in the NFL. Who cares? He needs to be better than Mason Rudolph.
No, I disagree with that.
That's what the whole thing's about. Is he better than Mason Rudolph?
To them it is, but I think their barometer on what they should be looking for in a quarterback should not be, are you just better than Mason Rudolph? You think it should be?
No, but there's not a lot of good options out there.
He's 41 years old.
Congratulations. I don't care how old Mason Rudolph is.
Yeah, you absolutely should.
And you've argued the point that, oh, what if Mason Rudolph turns into Sam Darnold or Geno Smith?
Yes.
Okay, what does that get you? That gets you more years of purgatory.
I don't agree with that.
If Mason becomes one of those guys, the Steelers, in their infinite ability to not understand how to evaluate quarterbacks, they will pay that guy. They will pay Mason Rudolph.
And I would be fine with that.
You do not want that.
What?
You want Aaron Rodgers to come in for a year, you see what you get, and you draft the next guy next year.
That's my entire point.
I'm sorry, what is the best case scenario with Aaron Rodgers this year that you guys are clinging to and hoping for?
It's a stopgap year
the whole entire time, no matter who the quarterback is.
No, we're looking ahead towards
2026.
Not necessarily.
Why? Why not? Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, if you played Will Howard, that would actually be evaluating the quarterback position and giving someone a shot who might actually be your long-term solution.
He's a sixth-round pick.
Same thing with
pick.
Mason Rudolph.
Him and Mason Rudolph.
The fact that
with
we're
all
propping
due respect,
Will Howard up, the sixth-round pick.
Well, you're just
trying
doing
to
that
give him all
Penn
this
State
flowers,
and you hate
and
Ohio
there it
State.
Is. Yep. Trying to act like I can't separate these things and make a valid
because
point.
Of how in love you are with Drew Aller. If he showed up here at the Volunteer Fire Department, we'd have to get security here because you'd probably try to do something sexual to him, Austin. Sorry.
Wow, that really pushed.
I mean,
boundaries.
Does he not like Drew Aller? An uncomfortable.
A
amount?
Little too much for a guy that. By himself, sucked away your experience of
Correct.
Going to a national championship.
I know, I've said
Very
that to
aware
him a million
of that,
times.
Yes. And it always comes back to the Aller point, and I just don't have a clear enough head with that, which is, that's going a little bit against Sports Talk Radio. But go ahead.
I'm having a great time, by the way, just for the record.
Oh, hi, Harry. Well, that's the thing. Pony, here's the thing. Like, if you believe that Mason Rudolph could be a Sam Darnold, Geno Smith type of guy, why did Seattle ultimately move off of Geno Smith, and why did Minnesota not re-sign Sam Darnold?
All right, I could just as easily say to you, why didn't really any team in the NFL want Aaron Rodgers this offseason besides the Steelers? That isn't a red flag for you that he can't play anymore?
There's a lot of red flags with Mason Rudolph, too.
Yes, but he's a 28, he's a 30-year-old quarterback
again,
who's
why are
$4 million.
Again, the age thing. Well, why does it always come back to age?
No, the age thing is a huge deal because if he were a younger quarterback who played well, you could see yourself continuing a long-term relationship with him and having your quarterback situation solved.
If that's
to some
what
extent.
Happens with Mason Rudolph, ultimately that's the worst possible thing that could happen for them. Is Mason Rudolph playing like Geno Smith or Sam Darnold, them thinking he's the guy? With Rodgers, it's impossible. It can't happen. He's
you know
a one-night stand, baby. He's a cougar. You got one night with Aaron. That's it. One night.
Don't convince yourself that Mason is going to, with one magical season, turn into something that he's not been.
He may well be Geno Smith. What the hell does that lead to?
I don't know. You've got your quarterback situation figured out for
figured
a
out.
Decent amount of time.
But
yeah.
then you have to be, playing it out your way, then you have to be the Eagles. You have to be.
Isn't that who they're trying to be right now?
Whereas, if you draft the guy next year, you don't got to be perfect. You've got the solution at the most important position.
And Hurts is not Mason Rudolph. I mean, come on. Or the other way around.
Correct.
Mason's not going to play nearly a Jalen Hurts type of role in this offense.
And you say, I flip-flop. He's mediocre Mason. Now he's
Right.
I the mean, future.
Yeah, well, I'm also like basing it off of the fact that the guy almost single-handedly got the Steelers to the playoffs, and that's the last thing I've watched him do.
Isn't that what a backup quarterback does? Come in, play three games.
I don't know. I've watched starting quarterbacks here do the exact opposite of that. So, no, I wouldn't say that it's just boilerplate backup quarterback performance. He looked better than Fields and Russell Wilson in those games. How is this any different from Russell Wilson last year with Aaron Rodgers? I'm not even convinced Aaron Rodgers is better than Russell Wilson. You are?
Yeah, I think he's better. I think Russell Wilson is washed.
His numbers are basically the same thing as Aaron Rodgers if you project him out over a 17-game season.
I'm wondering what the downside is here with Rodgers, though. If you're you must not agree that this was all along going to be a stopgap year. I mean,
I think it's just a colossal waste of time is what I think it is.
I mean, I can rewind all the way to the beginning of the offseason. I much rather would have them had Justin Fields for all the things you're saying about Mason. I just don't have the belief that Mason can take that step from perennial.
And you think Justin Fields can?
I think he'd have a better shot of it than Rudolph.
Yeah, but it's $4 million versus $20 million a year.
That's true, but that also tells us what the league thinks about him, and I know what you're going to say. We know what the league thinks about
Rodgers,
and we'll
exactly.
go around and around and around. But you compare Mason Rudolph's $4 million to some of the other quarterback salaries in the league, and you start comparing it.
I don't know. The other thing I've said to Austin today is I just don't think that season last year in New York was entertaining. Their fans were not entertained by what they watched. Oh, there was a soap opera every day. Rodgers is in the news. He's saying inflammatory things. He's throwing teammates under the bus. People are getting fired. That's not entertaining. That's not fun. It gives us things to talk about, but that's not a fun fan experience. That's not enjoyable.
Do you believe that Tomlin will or is capable of eventually bottoming out?
What's bottoming out? Like 4-13? I do not think that's going to happen.
6-11, 7-10. No, I
don't think 6-11 is completely off the
okay.
table.
The reason I ask is because I just think you know what the ceiling and the floor is with Mike Tomlin. And I think Rodgers gives them the ability to punch a little bit above what the ceiling has been.
Just based on what?
Based on the roster that they've built and Aaron Rodgers being a better player than Mason Rudolph. And so I think if the baseline is with Tomlin, they're winning, what, minimum 8 games, whatever, 9 games I guess has been in his history. With Rodgers, I think he can elevate that, and with Rudolph, I think he's more likely to come slightly below that.
Hello, Doran.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Hi.
Oh, wonderful.
You guys having a good debate?
I don't know.
Kalis right now about? Is in pain.
Yeah, I think you caught a cramp.
That calf issue?
Stand up and I have a cramp.
Kalis has a cramp in his right leg area.
What's everybody feeling right now? What's the temperature on Aaron Rodgers?
It's actually pretty flipped. Actually, that's not true. It's about 50-50, I would say.
Yeah.
Most of the online.
Ain't that the way?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It goes though, guys.
Right.
Like everybody,
I disagree with that.
You don't think most people are anti-Rodgers, and now the second the Steelers
sign him, they're like, "Oh well, yeah, sure."
I
thought I would see more of that. Actually, it's actually maybe you're right, because I think before today it was like 80-20 anti Aaron Rodgers, and now it's closer to 50-50.
People in this town love to pan the Steelers. We do all the time, and then
then don't fall for it. Then
the second they do something, people freak out.
Yes, but you don't have to be one of these white sheep or
I do not want to watch Mason Rudolph play 17 games.
I don't either. I have no interest in that.
He's just a guy. He's a nice man. He's got a mustache.
There's no future with Mason Rudolph.
None.
There's no future with Aaron Rodgers, but at least there's a present.
There you go.
At least there's a present. A possible present.
And then a possible present. What is the possible present?
I mean, it's the best case that you could have to actually doing something this year.
What is something?
I mean, more than what they have done in the past.
I don't see it.
You don't think they're capable of winning a playoff game?
No, I do not.
Who would you rather start in a playoff game?
Who?
Rodgers or Rudolph?
Oh, Rudolph. Just for the sheer, question mark of it. Yeah, I think. By the way, Aaron Rodgers sucks in the playoffs.
I know that.
He also, does that elephant in the room not need to get
talked
about?
What has Mason Rudolph ever done in the playoffs?
He's 0-1. Aaron Rodgers has gone into as a heavy favorite in these playoff games and crapped his pants.
Okay, but he also has won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so is Ben Roethlisberger. Should we bring him back? Should we tell Spence to take a hike and bring him back here to play football? I mean, seriously, they're about the same age. Why not? I'd be more excited if Ben was coming back right now.
I actually would agree with that.
I wish the old Cowboys got a little bit left in them.
But Ben's arm was the issue, right? Like, it was his elbow.
Yeah, Rodgers can't move.
But Rodgers can still throw.
Yes.
He hasn't lost that. It's like a boxer. They never lose that punch. Like, he can still throw. If he could sit back there and throw to DK Metcalf.
Yeah. Let's have him just sit. I mean, hey, if they all of a sudden their offensive line turns into the Eagles or Lions offensive line, maybe they will have some.
I mean, they better because they've invested a lot in it.
Well, I understand that. I've made a lot of investments, too, that have come belly up. I mean, just because you throw money at something doesn't mean it's going to necessarily
work. At least you're taking a chance.
I agree with that.
You have to take a chance or you're never going to know.
What was the worst investment you've made?
Well, my dad gave me a graduation present at $10,000, and instead of investing it in stocks, I bet on the Mariners to have more than 87.5 wins, and they lost 100. Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. We are at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. You can donate right now, 937thefan.com. It's super easy. Or you can text FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456. We're going to be joined by Ray Fittipaldo on all this breaking news next. Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler. Dom is more on this headline. Then we're right back. Yeah, our biggest event of the year. And it has coincided with the biggest Pittsburgh sports news of the year. Aaron Rodgers signing a one-year deal with the Steelers. It's done. He'll be in Pittsburgh next week. He'll be here for minicamp. And we are live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department right now. You can come here and make a $20 donation on site. And we've got shirts for you. Brought to you by KeystoneCustomApparel.com. This hour brought to you by People's Natural Gas. Austin Bechtold to my right on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. We are joined by Ray Fittipaldo, sponsored by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, LGKG.com. All right, Ray, what do you think it means that Aaron Rodgers will be here in time for minicamp next week?
Well, I think, Tony, this is the best-case scenario for the Steelers. You know, Rodgers can get to know his teammates a little bit next week, start to build that chemistry, and then presumably once that's over, he and the receivers will continue to do that. I mean, as far as what it means for the season, I think Aaron Rodgers is worth one or two more wins. I mean, they won 10 games with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson last year. I think they can possibly get to 11 this upcoming season, and I think he obviously gives them a better chance to compete and win in the playoffs than a guy like Wilson or Rudolph or even late-stage Ben Roethlisberger.
Ray, just out of curiosity, what makes you say you think Aaron Rodgers is better than Russell Wilson right now?
I just think he can still make all the throws. You know, Russ kind of built his career on playing off schedule, and I think that really worked when he was in Seattle. Didn't work in Denver. Didn't really work in Pittsburgh. You know, we saw how last season ended. It started out okay, but it didn't end well. You know, Rodgers is your prototypical pro-style quarterback. You know, he could really move early in his career. Doesn't move as well now, but, you know, he's built for a pro-style offense, and I don't think his lack of mobility will be a huge issue.
Ray, Aaron Rodgers said that he would play for $10 million. Do you think that will actually be the case?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest question I have right now. You know, he said that. Before he said that, Austin, I thought he would play for around $20 million. And I don't know if you guys watch American Pickers, the TV show. Like, sometimes somebody will get lowballed on an offer. They'll be like, no, you're worth more than that. So even if he would only take $10 million, I think the Steelers, you know, might go to 15 or 20. But I don't know it would go over 20.
Ray, you've been around these guys, and they've made comments. Some have alluded to Rodgers more subtly than others. Do you get the sense that this locker room wanted Aaron Rodgers to sign here?
I get the sense that they wanted to know that he would be here, and they were kind of sick and tired of all the speculation. Like, I truly believe, talking to these players for the last 2 weeks, they were truly in the dark. Like, Mike Tomlin probably had a pretty good inkling, but he obviously couldn't tell them for sure that he was going to come. So now that Aaron Rodgers is on board and, you know, presuming he's going to be 100% bought into the season, I think they'll be fine with it. But I do think, I don't know if I want to call it a distraction in May and early June, but, yeah, just being here the last couple of weeks, they were kind of sick of the storyline because, like you and me and everyone else, they've been, you know, having to deal with it for the last 2.5 months.
Ray, do you think Rodgers signing means anything for T.J. Watt, or do you expect him to be a hold-in next week?
No, I think T.J. was going to report regardless. You know, it's mandatory, and T.J., I don't think T.J. would take a hard line like that. So his plan is to be here. As far as him holding in or whatever, I mean, these practices are not padded next week, so he would just be running through drills. He might do that, he might not, but I will tell you this, if he doesn't have a contract by July 24th, you better bet he's not going to go out there and take part in any padded practices until that contract is resolved.
Ray, we've already seen texts and messages from Steelers fans that feel sorry for Mason Rudolph all over again. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers has a 17-game leash, or is there actually a scenario where Rodgers doesn't get hurt and the team wants to see what Mason Rudolph can do this year?
I mean, I don't think you can do that to a player of Rodgers' pedigree. Listen, you waited this long for a reason. He's your quarterback in 2025. The only way I see Mason getting on the field now for any extended period of time would be an injury. I just can't foresee any scenario, barring like an 0-8 start or something like that, where they would turn to Mason Rudolph. This is Rodgers' team, and I think they're going to live with it, good, bad, or indifferent.
Ray, I think that this is a boom or bust type of year. They could go 10-7, or they could ultimately go 6-11 with Rodgers. Where do you fall?
You know, I thought they would be 9 or 10 wins, even with Mason, I think.
Wow.
I'll say 11 or 12. I'll say 11 or 12.
Ooh.
I think.
Man.
I went through the schedule a little while ago.
I think he's
out
of his mind, but that's okay.
No, I went through the schedule a little while ago, guys. I can see them getting off to a 3-0 start. Coin flip game in Ireland could be 4-0. I mean, there's a scenario there that you can get off to a really good start. And, you know, if you negotiate the back end of the schedule in a better way than you did last year, yeah, I think 11 wins is definitely possible. Would they be good enough to unseat the Ravens? I don't think so, but I think 11 wins certainly would get you a wild card and maybe even a number 5 seed.
Ray, do you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to come in here and he's going to take full control of the offense?
In terms of you just him doing whatever he wants, no,
yeah,
That's not going to happen. But I do think he's going to have some freedom. I think he's going to have freedoms that Justin Fields and Russell Wilson did not have. I think that's definitely something that that Art and Rodgers will talk about. You don't sign a player of his caliber and ask him to play within the strict confines of your offense. I think Arthur have to have some, give him some leeway there. And I
mean, they made Ben do that as last year. I mean, Ben basically couldn't audible until the game was basically over and he had to go in and ad lib and go away from the Matt Canada offense. So I'd like to think they learned their lesson from that, Ray.
Absolutely. But he did it when he felt like he would, when he felt like he had to. You know, could we see a scenario there with Rodgers? Maybe. But I think you're talking apples and oranges when it comes to comparing Matt Canada to Arthur Smith as well.
Yeah, good point. All right, Ray, you expect him to what do you think here? Are they going to have a press conference independent of practice, or do you think you'll get there next week and Aaron Rodgers will go out there and you'll talk to him afterwards? What's the plan?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about plans along those lines. I did hear that he might come in later this week or the weekend, but my full expectation is they'll just roll him out there for practice on Tuesday, and we'll get a chance to talk to him on Tuesday afternoon.
There you go. Ray Fittipaldo, thanks so much, Ray. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, guys. See
you. We are live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. It's our amazing fan five-alarm marathon. We're here broadcasting over the course of 26 hours trying to raise money for the volunteer fire departments in town. Let's take a look at the Guardian Protection Tote Board. We're up over $52,000 right now. That was at last check a few minutes ago. And that money can keep rolling in here. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456 on the Don's Appliance text line to donate. You can go to our website, 937thefan.com. Several people have done that. Most donations have been of the anti-Rodgers variety here.
Interesting.
So the hoopla of the Rodgers signing not exactly making the people that are making donations jump for joy.
But, I mean, we are at about a 50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
50 split on social media for your poll.
Chief Hale is here from the Upper St. Clair Fire Department. Did I see you out there playing basketball regalia with Mulsey?
Yes, sir.
How did you play?
We did okay. We did all right for being in dress shoes and full uniform.
Did he take it easy on you?
No, he didn't. They were rough.
Yeah, and it was raining too. Yeah, so that really could have been an accident
drizzle
waiting to happen.
You guys have the hoop. How often do you guys play here?
Not often enough, obviously. You could tell by our game.
You guys have been such gracious hosts. What made the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department want to be the host of this year's five-alarm event?
Great question. Last year we attended up in Greentree.
Yep.
And we're amazed about what the fan has done for the fire service and thought that this would be a good venue, just location-wise. Not that Greentree wasn't, but it's centrally located for a lot of fire departments, easy access, and we're honored to host the event, to be honest. We're glad that we were chosen for it, so we really appreciate that.
Crowley and I went through the training maze that, yep. I mean, your assessment of that one, but also how important is it for you to be able to draw more people to be able to join and become volunteer firefighters?
Right. So I'm sure it's been mentioned and everybody knows we've been hearing that the volunteer fire service, not just the fire service, the volunteer industry in itself is getting smaller and smaller and shrinking. But I think everybody realizes the importance of a volunteer fire department now. And more people are, you know, it's complicated. It's a big commitment when you're asking somebody to commit 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. But I think once people try it and find out, so we do a Citizens Fire Academy, and once they go through the academy, you either love it or you don't. And we've gained some members from that. And just having a good organization with good people, and we're very blessed here in Upper St. Clair to have that. And many of the departments in this area are. So I know it's hard to get volunteers, and you have to go with what you have. And you just
Chief,
training them good.
We've told our listeners all day that, you know, whether you've got $1,000 to spare or $5 to spare, it all adds up. Why do you think it is that it's so important that every penny, every nickel, every dollar goes a long way here?
Right. You know, when we talk about dressing a firefighter, just with turnout gear, just the pants, as you wore this afternoon, just that ensemble is $5,000.
Man.
You get into a radio, the new radio systems are anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000. And it just continues and continues. And that gear only lasts so long. We need to replace that on a cycle. It's only good for 10 years. Cancer carcinogens is one of the major things that firefighters are dealing with now. The new gear that they're coming out with, they're saying it's only going to last 6 to 8 years, and then you're going to have it replaced. So think about those numbers.
Yep.
5,000. We have 54 members here. So for us to replace gear, and everybody should have two sets of gear, is what you strive for. And there's many departments that can't do that. They can't meet it, because you have to do fundraisers. And so you're saying, hey, we want you to put in 200 hours this year and go learn how to be a firefighter. Then we need you to attend fundraising events and respond to calls and respond to training. And it's difficult. So these donations are wonderful. We appreciate it. And I speak for many of the departments in the area, as well as the SHACOG organization, the Western PA Career Fire Chiefs Association. They appreciate this funding.
Chief, thanks so much for having us. Hopefully we don't overstay our welcome. We're going to be here for 26 hours. There's a lot of sweaty men, I've noticed, because they've been outside playing for the last few hours.
Right?
So hopefully you have showers and soap and things like that for guys like
we
Harry
do
and
have
Dallas.
Those facilities. But we appreciate it. We appreciate everybody stopping and making the support and making donations, and we hope that continues through tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chief.
All right, thank you.
We'll be right back. We're live here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. It's our Fan 5-Alarm Marathon. You just heard that impassioned plea to donate, and it's so easy. Go to 937thefan.com, donate there. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456, or make an in-person donation. You make at least a $20 donation here, and we'll hook you up with a Fan 5-Alarm Marathon t-shirt. Already many resplendent in that here down at Upper St. Clair. On a hugely eventful day here at the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon, I'm not talking about Harry Callis's back sweat. I'm talking about the huge news that Aaron Rodgers signed a one-year deal with the Steelers today. You can come by and support this amazing cause. We'll be here all night, as a matter of fact, until 10:30 in the morning tomorrow. stop by the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Make a donation in person. If it's more than $20, you're going to get a T-shirt brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. To support the cause, you can go to 937thefan.com and donate there. We've had some donations that have come through in the last couple of minutes here, Austin. Joyce made a $50 donation. Thank you, Joyce. Joe Burgundy, potentially related to Ron, a $20 donation.
Spelled differently, Pony.
Yes. Are you on the same list of people that have donated, Chris? And by the way, who turned your microphone on?
It was on. Hot mic. Right. I just ate some of Chef Anthony's greens and beans. What was the beef thing there that was inside with the
Braised beef birria tacos?
Yeah,
ooh,
I mean,
just sounds good.
And now I'm eating the like the avocado salad. Just so good.
Malzi is next with Crowley and Callis from 6 to 7.
That'll be exciting.
That other voice you heard is Chef Anthony from the PA Market who catered tonight's dinner for us here. Thank you for
Very
that.
Very welcome, Thank guys. You, Chef. Hope you guys are hungry, man. Let's go.
What is the what's the main event? What's the MVP of this dinner?
Dude, the rolled lasagna is where it needs to be. Like, it's homemade pasta rolled with bechamel and bolognese and then baked in the oven. It's beautiful. Like, yeah.
If Aaron Rodgers wanted to hire you to be his personal chef, what would be the first thing you'd make him?
Rolled lasagna.
So that's your – whenever you need to make something to make an impression, you go with a rolled lasagna.
The fresh pasta is a nice touch. We definitely like that. So some sort of fresh pasta. Do you think he eats carbs, though? Like, what do you think?
Yes. I don't think he's, like, a total freak about it like Brady. That is unless he thinks that there's, like, poisons in pasta that are going to, like
– Does tree bark have carbs?
Ooh. Yes. Oh, I'm sure it has some
yes.
carbs.
Wait.
A lot of fiber, I think.
Okay. So –
I'm going to say tree bark does have carbs.
No, fiber.
Probably. I mean, there's a
I mean, fruits and vegetables have carbs. They're just good carbs. They're not complex carbs. So why wouldn't tree bark?
I think it has, like, the kind of stuff that a fruit and vegetable would. A tree is ultimately a large plant.
Yeah.
You know, right. So I think that you're getting a lot of fiber. But, you know, trees will definitely keep you regular if you're eating the bark.
That is true. So
somebody should ask Rodgers that at his first press conference. Is he regular?
Yeah.
Of eating bark?
No, is he regular? Like, does he
Do
go
know
to the bathroom
on
a normal?
Yeah, regular.
Schedule. Yeah. What is the what's the hidden gem of dinner? Like, what's the low key?
It's hard to say anything's low key, but the greens and beans are definitely a fan
That's
favorite.
That's a Malzi favorite.
My man Malzi over there can eat those all day long. But
Phenomenal.
I would say for dessert, the salted caramel brownies are something you want to get in before they're gone.
And this is all over here at the PA Market.
Yes, that's on the PA Market and also the Art Room, which is our catering and event center, and that's what I'll be heading up with the Pennsylvania Market.
How do people get more information on that?
PAMarket.com. Follow us on Instagram, too, the PA Market. So and then call us, and we're looking to cater everything and everything.
Chef, why did you want to be a part of today's event in the 5 Alarm?
A lot of my family members were volunteer firefighters in the Fayette County, Uniontown area, at the Republic and New Salem. And I'd be there playing wiffle ball in my grandfather's backyard, and they would take off, like, you know what I mean, whenever do that. So I have a soft spot for firefighters, police, and first responders. Some of my friends work for the Pittsburgh Fire Department, things like that. So happy to be a part of this for the second year, and volunteer fire department is definitely close to my heart with my family being involved in it for many years. So
well, Chef Anthony, thank you for coming back for year number two.
Absolutely.
And feeding Malzi.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, Chef.
Feed you guys next. There's plenty of it, guys. Go get
some.
There
you go. Thank you.
How did Austin do?
With what?
Just he was on in two high-pressure hours. The biggest story in Pittsburgh sports of the year happened a half hour to 40 minutes before he came on the air.
You didn't sound nervous. I thought you were comfortable.
No, I came in very confident. Ready to go guns a-blaze. And I don't know if I was chomping at the bit as much as this guy was.
I'm champing at the bit.
Why do people say chomping and some people say champing?
Because a lot of people butcher the language.
I'm still not exactly sure, like,
how I feel about Aaron Rodgers.
So, like, how many hours of radio do you have left to do here?
Oh, so I have three more with Harry Callis, just Harry and I, from 8 to 9 and also from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. That'll be the old Malzi shift. That'll be fun.
Pony, you know what his, like, raw energy without maybe possibly giving an actual opinion is? Do you remember the old videos of Peter McNeely and Tyson's return fight just coming out guns a-blazing trying to knock him out? Just big lumbering dude. And then he got, of course, like, the lights turned out very quickly on him.
I don't think he did that. I don't think he, like, came out and tried to, like, I don't think we tried to one-up each other.
No, I don't think he was trying to one-up you, but he came out, like, with the confidence of Peter McNeely.
We had a couple of moments. There's no doubt about that.
I think he's got a future in this business as a Colin Cowherd, or you think Dom is still ahead of him?
No, right now I'm leaning I'm leaning Austin.
Wow.
Oh, how about that?
Sorry, Dom.
Made an impression today.
Well, it's hard when Austin's, you talk for 2 minutes in an hour, but, you know.
Austin also swung for the fences. I can say this now because we're not doing some of the kind of sillier stuff because of the Rodgers news. He did have a text out to your buddy Nick Wright to try to get one over on you.
And I tried to play Days of Our Iukes.
He did ignore you.
And Days of Our Iukes is not allowed to play anymore. He also ignored Malzi, who also tried to help me out with that.
I may or may not have actually texted him.
Oh, really, Malzi?
15-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Crisis Dodge Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. The rain has gone away, and that is good for Pirates baseball tonight. And fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. Everyone who stops by to see us gets 3 raffle tickets, good for gift cards to the PA Market with Chef Anthony, Cintas Fire Protection Kit, parking gift cards from Globe Airport Parking, that comes in handy, a signed Donnie Kelly baseball up for grabs, or gift cards to Monticello's in the Mount Lebanon Saloon. All right, the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon continues. Malzi, Crowley, and Callis are next. We'll be right back here from Upper St. Clair. It's the 5 Alarm Marathon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.